We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
72-70 is the final score, and West Virginia's head coach, Bob Huggins, joins us now courtside. Huggs, I don't know where to start with this one. Obviously, this is just an absolute gut-wrencher for you and for this Mountaineer team.
Yeah. I mean, we had the game in hand. We just needed to make some free throws. We make some free throws and stop some penetration, which we had didn't do all the whole game. I wasn't real hopeful on stopping penetration the way the prior 39 minutes and 50 seconds went. That's a tough one to swallow, Tony.
Huggs, you mentioned pregame, you were comfortable and confident that you were going to get looks. You had great looks. I know we're going to talk about the free throw shooting and remember the free throw shooting in this game, and yet your field goal percentage in the second half finished up at just 29%.
We had good looks. We ran a backdoor cut, though, to begin the second half and had a layup, and I'm not sure what everybody else was looking at, but that looked like, I think anybody who watched it knows what it looked like.
Matchup-wise, Huggs, Derek Culver again responds big for you, 14 points to go along with 16 rebounds. Give me your assessment. We take away the free throw shots. Give me your assessment of what you were seeing out there today. Did this play out the way, style-wise, that you thought it would be?
Yeah, pretty much, except I thought that they would officiate the post play a little bit differently than what they did. But I guess, those guys have done it for a long time. They know what they're doing. I think what we all strive for is consistency, whether it's at free throw shooting or whether it's defensively or whether it's rebounding or whatever.
Yeah, now I know
we just
time.
We had to play small. Cindy's not ready, and I think that hurt us a little bit on the glass. But you got to give them credit. I mean, they took advantage.
Well, I think what you saw there, as you well know, you saw experience. When you're experienced, you don't blink, and they didn't blink.
No, they didn't. But you know, we rebound it. Maybe if we throw it out or dribble it out or whatever, maybe we run the clock out. I doubt it. I think they would have fouled us anyways. I thought Emmett made big plays for us down the stretch. I mean, if it wasn't for Emmett, we wouldn't have a chance to win the game.
No, you're exactly right. He was huge, keeping balls alive, keeping possessions alive. He finished up with 8 rebounds. And obviously the easy thing to do is to say, okay, pass the ball back out front. Inevitably they would have gotten fouled. It would have come down to free throws regardless.
Yeah, it's easy to say when it's, you know, you're not in that situation for sure.
How do you now not let this game beat you? How do you regenerate your team after playing one that close and getting beat that way? What's the key here now?
Well, you hope that they're proud enough that they'll want to go beat Baylor. I mean, I think the hard thing is we can't practice tomorrow. I mean, we'll watch film, but we're not going to be able to practice, and so you're going to get one practice in, and be it in the morning, which generally aren't the best of practices, and then get on the plane and go to Waco. But we'll, you know, they'll respond. I mean, we've got good guys. They'll respond. We got a couple who decided to take today off, so they should be well rested.
Hey, Hugs, you had to, with this game today, we knew that, or you knew that Texas scores in bunches, but I think you did a basically good job of playing through that, except although at the end, Texas went on a 7-0 run, which hurt and won the game for them. But bunches of points scored, I thought overall you did a pretty good job, and I know you weren't happy with the defense.
We don't guard the ball, Jay, but that's been a common theme. But we tried it. We've tried to guard the ball the way they tell us in the seminars, and the way the rules committee says you're supposed to guard the ball. And you know, verticality sometimes comes into play, sometimes does not come into play. Obviously.
Hmm. Well. I don't know. I just thought that overall, now you had to play with a short bench, and you talked about that, but I thought overall your adjustments as you tried to rest Culver, but it's pretty hard to do it. He played 35 minutes, which is really too much for him, isn't it?
Nah, not really. Not if we can get him out, you know, before timeouts, and he can get a little bit of rest and then rest through a timeout. I don't think it is. I think our depth kills us. That's what I think. I think our depth kills us. And, you know, I thought Cindy didn't hurt us, you know, when he was in there. We just, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, we had a couple guys that just stood around, man. I mean, they just stood around and did nothing. And I don't have an answer. They don't have an answer. Obviously, we're going to play the guys that are going to play.
Yeah.
But, we got good minutes out of Jordan. We got good minutes out of, Keating makes a mistake down there. He's staring at the ball. We're up 6.
Yeah.
And he's staring at the ball, and as well as he played, I mean, that should have been an interception. So we got the ball back up 6. And, you know, he's been sick. You know, he's been really sick. So it's hard to fault him, because I mean he's fought through some things. He just, you know, he didn't practice very much, hardly at all, because of the flu. The one day he just sat up on the balcony and watched. But these are ones you got to win, man. If you're gonna contend for league championships, if you're gonna be one of the teams in the country that's, you know, gonna get a decent seed in the NCAA tournament, these are games you got to win.
Yeah, no question about
this,
that.
This hurts us, man. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This hurts us. And then, you know, then you go from here to Baylor. It hurts you. And this league's hard, unforgiving, very unforgiving.
Well, that's the nature of it, Hugs, that everything comes down to a split. One play decides that game, right? You make a couple of free throws, you win this basketball. I mean, it's that close down to the final seconds. After you play 40 full minutes, it comes down to 39 minutes and 58 seconds.
Yeah. True. I wish there was something else that, you know, that we could have done. I mean, you know you're going to get a penetrating pitch. You know it. I mean, they've done it. That's their MO. They penetrate and pitch. And they do a great job of throwing it across. They never throw it back. So that was the whole adjustment we tried to make at halftime, was make those rotations, because they weren't. We took the corner away early on, and they couldn't throw it to the corner, and then they end up skipping it diagonally to the wing, and they made shots. And then we kind of half took that away, and then they started driving it and throwing it back, not back, but out. They never did really drive it and throw it back without stopping and pivoting a few times, and you know, because nobody was open over there. And then we just didn't get the rotation that we needed to the corner, and they shot it in.
Hugs, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Hugs.
Yes, sir, fellas.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.